Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is speaking, God is speaking. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All you need to do is give him the praise.
Woo.
Come on, why don't you just give him the praise right now? I feel freedom rising up in this house. Come on, freedom to dance, freedom to sing, and worship the King of Kings and the Lord. Yeah. Come on, put your hands up like this, everybody. Lift your hands up.
Come on, sing.
Thank you.
He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say it tonight, praise God. We are so grateful to God tonight, to be on tonight, on the program tonight. Praise God. It's nothing but a God, nothing but a God would allow us to come on and praise Him, give Him all the glory. He deserves all the glory. He's our God, our Lord, and our King, praise God. And we come in no other name but the name of Jesus, praise God. Oh, we adore Him tonight. We adore Him tonight, praise God. Oh, praise God. The Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God and there is none other like Him. Praise God. We are so glad to have all of you to join in with us tonight. Praise God. Call a friend and tell them to come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wherever you may be listening to this program, we are right here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. To give God all the glory, to lift up every prayer request we know and the ones that we don't know. Praise God. To bring them before the Lord. Hallelujah. Because He's the only one that can help us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one? Son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, may be slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through in your life, praise God. God is right there. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, praise God. God said, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Just worship Him, worship Him, worship Him with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. May we go before the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in your name, O God. Lord God, Father God, bring in every request before you, Lord God. Those that are sick, O God, with diverse kinds of diseases, God, we believe you, God, to be the healer tonight, God. We believe you to be the answer tonight, oh God. We believe you, oh God, for everything that you have promised. promised, oh God. Oh, Father, those that are grieving, oh God, over the loss of a loved one, God. We know that you are the comforter, God. We know, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on that mother, oh God, tonight, that may have lost that son to drugs, or that daughter to alcohol or drugs, oh God, or maybe to the prison walls, God. Lord God, I know you can touch her heart, God. You can heal, God, oh God, because you're the ultimate healer, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, look on your children, God, that may be shining, shedding, grinding tears, God. You said you will wipe away every tear, God. Build them up in the most holy faith, oh God, that they may be able to stand before you, Lord God, and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, oh God. Oh, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come to you, oh God, praising you, God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul, God, believing you, God, for the utmost, oh God, because God, oh God, you are the ultimate God, because there is no God like you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just lay every prayer request, oh God, that was given to us tonight, oh God. We lay them at your feet at the cross, God, and say, at the cross, God, where we first saw the light. Oh, God, Father God, you, oh, Father God, can turn everything, oh, God, round for our good, God. Thank you, Father. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for who you are and who you will be to us tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God, for your love, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, that you'll never give up on us, God. Thank you, oh, God, when we call upon that name, oh, God. God, oh, God, in that name, oh, God, there's healing, God. In that name, oh, God, there is power, oh, God. In that name, oh, God, we desire you. And all of you, oh God, that name which is so precious, there is no other name. There just is no other name I know to call upon like you, Jesus. Oh God, and we just say the name tonight, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. And we say, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Oh, God, you said when we call upon that name, demons must bow, God. Knees must bow, oh, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh, God, in that name, oh, God, that is so precious. There is no other name that I know in that, oh, that can wipe, oh, that can calm my fears, oh, God. Lord, when we, oh, just drive away all our tears, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. When we don't know what else to do, God, we can run to you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, we can call upon our God. Hallelujah. Oh, for God, we have the liberty. Oh, God, we have the faith in you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. For in you, God, there is deliverance, oh, God, from every demon force. God, we must flee, so we pull down those things. Yes, in high places, we pull down those things, oh, God. Father God, that tries to easily beset us. And we cast them out, oh, God. We command them to go, oh God, into the abyss, oh God, never to return again. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, there's liberty. Oh, God, we just thank you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to our friend that is closer than any brother. Thank you, Father God. Oh, you can dry all our tears and wipe away everyone, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, you will. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. When we don't know what else to do, whenever we don't know what else to say, oh, when you can't find the words, we can call upon the name of Jesus. Say the name. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Praise God. We pray for all those that are oppressed and depressed tonight. Oh, Father God, we lift them up to you. We bind that spirit of oppression and depression tonight. We bind that spirit that tries to, oh, God, make us bow down to him. But he has no authority over us. We have the blood of Jesus. We apply it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God, that we have the blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. At this time, we have a guest with us tonight. Praise God. Minister Cherry, Prophetess Cherry, and she's going to come in and she's going to give us a little bit. We want to hear from Prophetess Cherry tonight. So go forth. She's on? Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm here.
Praise the Lord. So good to hear you, my darling. Yes.
Praise God.
Go forth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I'm just going to say my scripture would be coming out of 107 verse, Psalms 1, the book of Psalm 107 verse 20. But in the meantime, while we turn her Bible to that, I just want to say thank you, Minister Vivian, for the privilege and having me tonight to just lift up the word of God that is so quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And I want to thank God for everyone who is up on this line tonight. It's my first time. It's a blessing. It's my first time on the line, but it is not my first time in the presence of God, and it's not my first time with the family of God up on this line. Maybe some, but not all. So I consider this a blessing here tonight, to be here tonight. And as we know that God is first place in everything, so I just want to thank God for giving me the strength after a long day of service today in church. And we know God has done great things always. All we need to do is just give him 100% of our time and, you know, give him our whole heart. So, Minister Vivian, I just want to thank God for you tonight. And thank you again for having me. Thank you for the privilege to do so. But before we start tonight, I just want to lift up just a prayer before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight, dear God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you tonight, dear God, for all my brothers and sisters who are up in this line. We know it's not a line, God. It's your presence that we come into. Father, it's always about you, Lord. And at this time, it's all about you, Jesus. So, God, before we begin, we ask you to intervene. We ask you to speak to us tonight, Lord. Let it begin with me, oh God. I pray that you will just use my lips, my heart, and the little that I have to give you, God. It's not much, but I'm going to give it to you, Jesus. Because, God, someday you're going to make me a ruler over much. So I thank you tonight, Father, and I will bless your name. Bless your word as you speak to our heart tonight. Let it minister, dear God. Touch hearts tonight, Father, and let it, your word flow. Let it just flow in the direction that you wanted it to go. That whatever you want to do tonight, Lord, just use me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Again, we're going to be coming out of Amen. We're going to be coming out of Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now, this is the psalmist David, as we know that he's the one who wrote all these things. However, the word of God, you know, it still stands for us today. And we know God's word never go weary. It never go in another direction that it's not supposed to go. God's word is in alignment with the things of God and with the people of God. And we, the people of God, when we pray, we use the word of God because we know what the word of God is. We know who is the word of God, and we know what the word of God can do. So again, he said he sent his word and healed them. Now, as we're talking about the Word of God tonight and how God sent His Word and healed them, you and I tonight, we could use the Word of God in different situations, in many situations, in situations that we're facing. We're supposed to use the Word of God, I should say. Now, when we use the Word of God, we know the Word of God is life. The Bible said it's a spirit. The Word of God is a medicine to each and every one of us. But until we use the Word of God, then that's when we can truly say we gain from the Word of God. Now, we, the children of God, when we use the Word of God, sometimes we are in the presence of a person, or we may be out of the presence of a person. People who is in Africa while we're here in America, people who is in different country around the world, can stay in any areas that they are, or any country that they are, and we can go to God with His Word. We can draw the Word of God, which is a sword, and we can pray that Word of God over somebody's life who are a billion miles away, or even in their presence, as I said before. We can draw for the Word of God, and we can use the Word of God in situations on somebody's behalf, and the Word of God will do that work on their behalf as we use it. But when we draw for the Word of God, we're not literally taking the Word and sending it we're not sending the Word to go and do the work on somebody else's behalf. Now, as we see what the Bible said, He sent His Word. Now we have the Word. The Word is with us always. Because David said, the Word is a lamp unto my feet. And he goes again and he says that it is a light unto my pathway. He said, He sent the Word. That means God sent the Word. The Word is here for us to use. However, when we use the Word of God, it is God Himself who goes forth and touch that person, transform that person, or take care of the situation or a matter that somebody else is going through. Now, the Word of God is so powerful that when we use it, it do great things. It do great things and situations behalf or a matter, as we said before. However, the Word, is something that we must use. But when we use the Word itself goes towards the situation. This is why David said He sent His Word and healed them. Now, what we can say here tonight is that if there's anyone on this line who are listening to the Word of God at this time and do not understand or have a struggles in their mind asking how that's possible that we could say He sent the Word and the Word healed them. The Word healed them. Now, Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. He said He is the Word. The Word is Him and the Word is with Him. John 1:1. He said, I am the Word. So when we use the Word of God, we open this Bible and we pull out a scripture to fit your situation or my situation. We use the Word to combat the things that God tells us to do. Like evil, we are living for God. And for us to be successful, for us to walk in God's statue, for us to have a determination to walk with God, for us to stay connected to the Lord? We have the word in this Bible. God tells us exactly what to do and how to do it. And we, the children of God, we must use the word in any and every situation, even in our walk with him, in our life with him. And there's others out there too that we should use. We don't go for the things of the world. There is many authors in this world who have books. They have books, yeah, Lord. They have so many books. They're written their books. But we supposed to go with what God tells us to do from his book. He said he's the author and the finisher of our life, our faith in everything. When we come to him, we should allow him to give us instruction, which the Bible said every scripture is given unto us as an inspiration. That means God give us the way how we should live for him, what we should follow, and how we should follow. It is the instruction that God gives to his people. However, as I said before, that there is many authors here in this world who have books, but we cannot go by those, whatever the authors written. We cannot go by their books. We cannot live from the books. We cannot live from their word, what they said. Maybe it might be about their lives. It might be about something that they've gone through. It might be about how they overcome things. In spite of that, we know God is in the midst of whatever they've been through. And they can go ahead and give a word so the world can see that they've been through so much. And it may be helping somebody out there. But in the meantime, we're supposed to use the word of God. This is why David said he sent his word and healed them in everything that we need a healing. It could be our heart, it could be our mind, it could be our body, whatever healing, however you can say it. We're supposed to use the word of God in anything that we need help with, because God said, I am your helper. He said, I'm your helper. He said, ask anything in my name. He said, whatever you ask, it shall be given. He said, we should ask, and he will give it to us. And if we knock, it will open. We seek, we're going to find. So whatever God is telling us to do, we must stay in the word of God, in the Bible, in the book of what the Lord says. In his name, he is the word. The word is God, and God was with the word. So he is the author and the finisher of this book. Everything that we, the children, our child of God, need to understand and know to follow Christ, we need to stay in the book. And even David went on and said in the same verse, he said, and healed them. Now he said, and delivered them from their destruction. Now you think David just written these words here just like that to let it go all the way, just go all over like just a mere word flying over the place? No! God is saying to you and to his children that whatever deliverance we need, we must send the word. There is a verse and a scripture, a time and a place where we need to use a word in our situation. We know a lot of us were suffering from, you know, ailments in our body, and we're going to say, we know God tells us by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we were healed, Peter said. By his stripes we were healed. Isaiah said, by his stripes we are already healed. So God is giving us an instruction from the word. This is who God is. This is what he's been through. The same tragedy that God used to get through, whatever he's been through, the agony and everything, it's the same thing he left here for us. He's been through it. He has gone through it. David went on to say, from their destruction. Now you think David don't know that destruction was going to come upon us or even the world? But what David is saying, use the word. Oh God, hear my cry today. Have you forgotten me, Lord? Remember me, oh Lord. I need your help, oh God. Keep me in perfect peace, Lord. Father, remember that I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty, thus saith the Lord. I am not going to let no, you know, use all those scriptures, those verses. Lord, I know your arms is around me. Isaiah 41 and 10 goes on, said, your righteous right hand will uphold me, Lord. I will not be afraid. I will not be dismayed. I will not be afraid of anything. The noisome pestilence, Psalms 91. No, you know, you goes on to use all the word of God to come against the things that want to drag you down, the things that come to arm you, the things that come to kill you, the things that come that's trying to come upon us to kill us, the things that is trying to distract us. Oh no, God is saying here, I sent my word. He said, I've sent it to you. Keep my word. Keep it in your heart that you might not sin against me. And God's word goes on and on and on talking about his word. But until we fall in love with the word, then we know that the word becomes useful to us. But if we stay out of the word have no use to us. So we have to use the word. We use the word for healing. We use the word for deliverance. We use the word of God against destruction. We use the word of God for our healing. Again, you name it, and I can say it over and over again. We use the word of God for peace. We use the word of God for wisdom. We use the word of God for understanding. You name it, the word of God is here. Because God sent his word for us to follow. God sent his word for us that we may use it. We may benefit from the word. God sent his word for a guidance. The word of God is guidance to our life. The word of God is guidance to the narrow path that we're on towards him. So that's why the Lord sent his word here that we can follow. So when he said he sent his word, that doesn't mean that the word stay in the book here, written down, not been used. We pull it out and we send it global. We can send it globally to somebody's life. We can send it global to different places and said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because remember now, there's no distance in the power of God. There's no limitation in a duty, my God. You can call on his name. And you said, in the name of Jesus, my father is in South Carolina. My mother is in Bangladesh. And God, I'm sending the word right now. In the name of Jesus, you are my God above me. And you said I should ask anything in your name. God, you know my mom needs a deliverance right now. And I'm asking you, dear God, to deliver my mother. This is how we need to use the word. We don't leave the word in the book. We need to take the word out and send the word like an arrow to wherever we want it to go. God is already assigned to do his work. God's word is already powerful and mighty. God's word is so powerful that you can't ever contain it. You can't even contain it inside of you. Because if you open your mouth with one scripture that you own, you feel the power of God already moving. You already feel the presence of God raging inside of you that you feel like the Holy Spirit is trying to get you on fire. You know how many times I open my mouth just to say one thing. And the minute I use the word of God, the minute I draw something from this book and say this, I feel fire start raging inside my body. I feel fire beginning to come out because the word of God, it is so powerful. It is like a two-edged sword. And it pierces even the marrow apart from the bone. Just meditate upon that for a little bit. To see how powerful the word of God is. That's God himself. We serve a dunamite God. We cannot contain him. We can't even wrap our mind around him. We can't even understand who he is. And if we try to understand who God is, our mind is going to take us somewhere that we shouldn't be and we don't want to be. So what we got to do is just call for the word. Do what the word of God said. You see what's going on around the world here? Said, Lord, you said, dear God, that you are the author of and the finisher of everyone's life. Father God, we are your children. Lord God, we ask you to touch them. We ask you for deliverance. And even with all the young people today, that is so confused. We got to draw a word out of this book and said, Lord, we ask you, God, to bring the children to you, Lord. Deliver them, mighty God. Because you know, Jesus, Children is the heritage of the home. You said young, and I call you because you're strong. Some of those people out there, they need the word of God over them. And this word will deliver somebody. This word will deliver someone. This word will deliver a army of people out there. Just say the word. Just call the word. Draw the word and send the word to deliver and remove destruction. Your family is suffering from any ailments or suffering from the thing, I call it the thing of a spirit of depression. Come on, send the word. Pull the word out and release it over them. It doesn't matter how far they are. It doesn't matter how many million miles away they are. The word has power. Can you feel it? Can you feel the word right now? It has power. Send the word, and the word will do it on your behalf. The word will deliver. The word will destruct. The word will set aside the person that you're praying for. The word will save that person. Oh, Lord, my God, you are my salvation. You are their salvation. Your children need salvation. Declare the word over them. Lord, you are their light and salvation. And anything want to come upon you, whom shall I fear? That's the word of God. When the wicked come upon you and I to eat of our flesh, our family member, they shall stumble and fall. That's the word of God. That's life in the word. It's a spirit. It's powerful. It's like a rock that can't even touch. You can't move it. God himself is the rock. The word is the rock. Use the word. This is what David is saying. He said, come on, family. God sent you that word. Draw for the word. Stop acting like you can do it all on your own. You can't do it on your own. I can do it on my own. He said, you want deliverance? Use the word. You want deliverance? Use the word. You want to be healed? Don't talk about your sickness's life. He said in Psalms 103, I am your God who healeth all disease. What do we get from that? He already healed the disease. When we have the disease in our body, it's not life. We adopted in the blood of Jesus. We're sanctified. You wash with the blood. So all we're going to talk about is life when we have sickness. No. That's not in the DNA of God. The word of God said, we already healed. He said, I am your God who healeth all disease. That means over 2,000 years ago, the disease was to come upon this flesh. It's already healed. No disease can touch this body because it's operating under the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And if God's DNA is good health, my DNA is good health. God's DNA is good health for you. Your DNA is supposed to be good health because the Holy Spirit lives in you. The word of God lives in you. And God's word cannot absorb sickness. God's word cannot absorb the spirit of depression. God's word cannot absorb the spirit of jealousy, hatred, anger. Whatever it is, God's spirit cannot absorb that. And if the spirit of the Lord lives in us, that's the word we have. It is the word. Call for the word. Send the word to somebody. Use the word over the entire nation. Use the word over the Muslims who are trying to serve a God that is unknown. Use the word of God over the Catholics, the Pope, those who are out of line with the word of God and out of the kingdom of God. God will draw them. God will draw them. Use the word of God in the situation that's going on here, the abortion situation, the spirit of abortion. Use the word of God and said, you know what? All these children, they're not going to die. They will live. And ask God to intervene. And God will stop. God will neutralize every demonic forces, every demonic power. Because when you call for one of this word out of the Bible, you're holding on to God himself. You're using God himself. Don't you know that God want to be used? And if we don't use him, he will not be used. This is why he said he sent the word. God sent the word to us. Come on. We got to know that we're going to use God because God God gave us the word to use. Use the word to combat every situation. And let not the enemy fool you or deceive we. Because we are so powerful. We're bad. We serve a big, bad God. Not in a bad way that God is bad. He is in every way. But he do whatever he wants to do. But we serve a big, bad God. Be confident. Walk in confidence. Walk in your identity and your God-given destiny. Know that you are here to succeed. Not by your good work, but because you turn yourself over to God. You said yes to God. And God is using you. We are not ignorant to the device of Satan. We know who we are and we understand who we are. And we know that we are God's children. We are peculiar. We are good. We are good because the hand of God is upon us and the Spirit of the Lord lives in us. And the Word of God is the Spirit and it's operating through us. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to give God praise tonight. We want to thank him to know that we understand what his word is and who his word is and how his word can do. And whatever way his word can manifest, it can manifest and it will manifest when we use it. And we want to thank God for that tonight. I give God praise and glory and honor. He's a good God, a great God, a wonderful God. Do not be afraid of him, but fear him. Fear him. Don't be afraid of him. Fear him and love him. Just love him. Love him up. Love upon him. And he will help you to do the rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, minister, for allowing me to bring this word. And God bless you all. But I'm going to turn it over back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Cherry. Thank you. That's Minister Cherry from out of Chicago, Illinois, ministering to us on the Word on this first Sunday, Praise Sunday. Praise God. We are so glad that we could have you tonight. We pray that you will come on with us again. We thank you for a mighty word that God has put in your heart to deliver to your people tonight all across this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his word that he sent. He told us that he sent, oh, I just thank y'all, if you go back and read that scripture over again, he sent his word, and he has given it to us. I'm so glad to hear her say that tonight. I've been standing on that, Minister Sherry. I said, oh, when we pray, we ought to be using God's word. Hey, to tear down, to tear down every stronghold. Praise God. Nothing should be able to withstand us because we have the power of God in us, moving in us. It's not stagnated. Hallelujah. It's not dormant. Praise God. But he's alive in us and he's moving mightily in us. So he has given us his word. Praise God. That we may go forth in it. Praise God. I'm so glad to hear us say that. Oh, to stand upon it and believe God and to have the faith that whatever we say, praise God, it shall be done. We ought to stay in this word, praise God. A lot of people don't want to stay in the word, but God says, stay in his word, stay in the book, she said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this word is the only thing that's going to stand, my friends. This word is the only thing. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. He said, tongues is going to cease, but my word is going to stand forever. Oh, praise God, praise God. What a mighty word from this woman of God tonight. Praise God. God has put a word in her to deliver to his people. We need to just stay in the word of God so that we can be built up in our most holy faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the instructions that was given to us. Praise God. How to cry out to God. The instruction is there. If we just stay in the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, when we need him, when we call up on him, if we got that word on the inside of us, it's like fire shut up in our bones, praise God. And we don't give anything. We don't give the devil no leeway. We have the blood to apply. We have Jesus, his name, praise God, which is more powerful. We can call upon him anytime, anywhere, because he's our God. You know, it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing that, like Minister Cherry say, we can't see him. We can't feel him. We can't compare ourselves to him. He's just so awesome. But we can trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can trust him for anything we ask him for. Why? Because he said, if anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Are you asking God for something tonight? Are you believing God for something tonight? Are you trusting in the Lord for something tonight? Are you trusting him with all your heart, your mind, and soul tonight? Are you believing God for a deeper depth in the spirit tonight? Go to the word of God. Let him speak to you. Praise God. Let him, admonish your heart and build you up in your most holy faith tonight. Praise God. Let him be your God. Let him be your God. Praise God. Don't give over to any God. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. For he's your God. He's your God. Don't bow down to no other God. God is the God of all love, all hope. Hallelujah. Oh, he has loved you. He has loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. He has loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. And he will not. He will let nothing. Praise God. Oh, he won't let. As long as you are in Christ. Praise God. As long as you are in him, he's in you. Hallelujah. And you know, God has got so many promises for us. Praise God. God has got so many promises for us. And he tells us all the time, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the way God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we're in that word, praise God, hallelujah. When we are in that word, praise God, hallelujah. That word going to lead us, and it's going to guide us all the way, praise God, hallelujah. And he tells us not to fear. Don't fear. You know, we get a little fearful sometimes, but God is right there to help us and to pick us up. When we feel fearful, praise God. When we feel a little bit tired, hallelujah. Along the way, his grace is sufficient. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so excited over the word that Minister Cherry brought to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he, hallelujah, has, this word here is just, you know, when you stay in this, this word here has more for us than we can even contain. We can't contain all of this word, but it's there for us every day to build us up on every leaning side. It's there every day, praise God. Oh, for us to meditate in, praise God. It's there every day for us to partake, for us to eat, for us to drink, praise God. We ought to drink from the fountain, praise God, hallelujah. He told us to eat his body and drink of him, oh, praise God. So God just got everything orchestrated for us when we stay in this word, praise God, hallelujah. We just thank him tonight, yes, we do. We thank God for his word tonight, praise God. For because he sent his son, praise God, hallelujah, his son for us, hallelujah, hallelujah, to die for us and our sins. Now we have all rights now, somebody listen. We have all rights now to go to the foot of the cross, praise God, to believe, hallelujah, oh, praise God. We have the rights, praise God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I don't know whether you are. I have the rights to go before God at any time. I have a road map that I can follow at any time, praise God. Hallelujah. He is my comforter when I feel. I'm telling you, there are some times the devil going to hit you with some things like she said. The devil going to bring things in your life, praise God, to try to tear you. There are things the enemy wants to try to destroy you with, but God said no. When we look at Job's life, praise God, the enemy wanted to destroy Job. When he said, the devil said, well, I'm going to go there and take everything that's close to him. Maybe you've been there too. When the sibling like the devil want to take everything that you get, every dime that you make. But guess what? God is there to give you more. Say, devil, you stole that, but I'm coming back and get it because God said he's going to give me more than enough. Hallelujah. So we got to stand on the word, praise God. We have to stand on this word of God. Oh, that's going to take us through, praise God, because the enemy don't want you to stand on the word. He wants you to bow down to him. Praise God, but I won't bow down. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. I just declare we ought to declare and decree some things every day over our lives, praise God, hallelujah, that I will not be afraid of the enemy, praise God. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, my soul, and my strength, praise God. He is the author and the finisher of my life, praise God, and there is no God beside him. I trust in him with all my heart, my mind, and my soul, praise God. He is, oh, you ought to declare who God is to you at all times, praise God, hallelujah. You ought to declare the goodness of God. Oh, how he does. Oh, when I got up this morning, praise God, I was just blessing the Lord so much this morning, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God and there is none other like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, people. The Lord is good. Yes, he is. And he's good all the time. He is just not good sometimes, but he's good all the time. That's what he said. If he said it, I believe it, y'all. I'm just that crazy to believe everything that this word said. Everything. Praise God. I'm not going to leave none of it out. If he say he going to supply my every need, I'm going to believe him for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. If he say he going to take care of my enemies, I'm going to believe him for it. Praise God. If he say he has loved me at all times, I believe him for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's just the way this word is. Like Minister Cherry said, praise God. He sent his word. Praise God. He sent his word. That's the title tonight. He sent his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. He sent his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to read that scripture one more time. Praise God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I don't know what it maybe look like destruction for you. Oh, but God has sent his word and to heal us from our destruction. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What an awesome God. Oh, yes. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. He's my strength, my song. He's getting up in the morning. He's my lying down. Praise God. He's the one that gives me sweet rest at night. If you're not having sweet rest, let us pray for you tonight. Hallelujah. If you are having trouble in your heart, oh, just let us pray for you tonight. Praise God. God wants to give you sweet rest, peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I am your God. That's why we ask that you have sweet rest. Well, we want to bless you. this week. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you. May he be gracious to you this week. May he pour out his blessings on you like never before. May he bless your going in, your coming in, your uprising, your sitting down. May you be blessed in every way God want to bless you. We just pray, because God said it. God told Moses, if you bless the people, he said, I will bless them. So I put God's blessings up on you tonight. May the Lord bless you. Praise God. May you have a good week. May the enemy be under your feet and you trample over. I want you to know that just trample over the enemy and let him know that he has no authority over your life. Thank you for being with us. Be back here next Sunday night at the same time. Bye-bye.